Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another Zora call. And today is July the 13th, 2021. And so happy that all of you can be here today. I'm going to go ahead and bring Zoraya through and our very special guest today, who is Q. All right, so let's go ahead and get Zoraya in. And then I'll go ahead and get to you. Thank you. Okay, well, all right, why don't we let go of Zoraya. I can't seem to link in with her. So let's go ahead and give our special guest a call. Should prove to be another very interesting wonderful call with Q. So let's go ahead and get him to come through. Hopefully everyone has we'll see how far we can go with our questions and answers. And I do know that he does have a message as well for all of us. So let's go ahead and do this now.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra.
All right. Can't get a hold of Zoraya. Can't get a hold of Q. So what else is new, right? Okay. Let's try Q again. I think I better just inform him since he's not usually he's in and out of reality. Okay, so let's, I'm just going to go ahead and just text him. Let him know. Here we go. Oh, no, let me see. Ready. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second, everybody. Hold on a second. Let's go back to Q here. All right, let's see. Okay, let me go ahead and try Zoraya again. All right. All right, let's go ahead and bring Zoraya. And we'll go ahead and try. Hi, you're here. Welcome. All right. I'm going to go ahead and bring Q in as well. So let's go ahead and do that. I'll put you on mute, Zoraya, unless you can do that for yourself.
Good day.
Good day to you too, Q, and welcome to our Zora Call with you as our very special guest. And I know that everyone is very excited to hear your message for us today and also to be able to answer some Q&A. So welcome.
You're very good.
I've got Billy also. Yes, I also have Billy on the other end. So what I would like to do is nice to have you here on our call, Q. I know you're a very busy individual, but it's an honor to have you here with us. And I know that you do have a special call. I mean, you have a very special message for all of us that you really would like to be able to share with. And I know part of it is for people to understand as well that we are in a spiritual war. Perhaps would you like to start with that or something else? We shall leave that up to you.
It's your show, so you direct me however you'd like to. Thank you. It is my honor. It is my honor to get to do this. And thank you. Wonderful day to you too, Billy. But if you would like me to start that way, I will.
All right. Yes, I know that you had spoken about, you know, the real war is a spiritual war that we are in. Could you explain that to our listeners, our followers and friends?
Yes, by now, most people have put together that this is a transhumanism agenda. And the transhumanism agenda is quite deep in history in the universe. And it's very ancient technology. Everything you're seeing around you is stepping stones for you getting, say, coddled into the transhumanism agenda. So whether it's your iPad or your iPhone, all of it is all transhumanism stepping stones. So you get used to having transmissions put directly into your body. And really to direct and steer and stifle this version of humans, which was designed specifically for transhumanism. So don't make it. Now, in order to get a human to, say, be viable, you got to have a spirit in it. And so these wars are redundant. And so the dark has been here. The dark has been here quite a while, and this used to be a light planet exclusively, and now we are going to take it back. And so I'll assure you that one day we will get back to our roots, and that is taking care of our community and our people and our family, without the need for a lot of technologies and or a better governor within ourselves and why we use technology. Does that make sense?
Well, it does make sense, but in another, I mean, we're all about technology now, and it's like the technologies get better and bigger all the time, so that it's like we are so dependent on technology. I don't know how we're going to get away from that, because that's what we're basically building. These have been the building blocks, you know, from many years ago.
Well, I assure you, you will, because the number one technology, as I pointed out at the beginning of my statement, was you. We are the most advanced technology in the universe.
Okay.
And so once you understand that we are the most viable technology, then it gets real easy. And this is how you create heaven on earth, as an example, is you only choose what you prefer and what you're wildly excited about. And that's the normal course of synchronicity when you live at higher dimensions and higher frequencies. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. So, I mean, we're always looking, but however, we're still looking forward to more technologies, better technologies that are coming from off-world, such as the med beds and fusion, et cetera, et cetera. So that is not technology. I mean, we want to veer away from that to become more of more human, so to speak.
As you mature, you will find that you will be able to heal instantly. No problem. You will not need a device.
Gotcha.
You'll not need hardware. Okay. You'll not need software. Now, I am a little flip about it because it's so obvious to me and I have the luxury of having my memories and all of them back and being able to go to and from. But I assure you that everyone is going to be able to heal others instantly and heal themselves instantly. That's where we're going.
Okay. And do you see that coming forth like in the next 10 to 20 years?
Most people are capable of doing it right now. And because this version of humans has evolved so much that they're getting a lot more of their light body into them. And so it's just a matter of remembering, exercising, and so forth, like we've done on a couple of your calls. You actually, mm-hmm. the more you exercise bringing in source, the more you're going to bring in your capabilities. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does make sense.
And this should marry very obviously with the transhumanization agenda is they don't want us to get there because we are getting there. We're getting our feet back underneath us, and it is you're seeing it all around you now. If you have someone just with a little bit of the door open, they're growing very fast. I do recognize there is a lot of, cloning technology on the planet, and there is a lot of deception with this version of humans on the planet, but most people who have opened the door are growing very quickly, and that's one of the reasons I'm doing these calls is because we're all going to collectively have to say graduate and hold each other's hands and understand what direction we want to go because it could get confusing for some.
Oh, absolutely. So, okay, so we have that. We have that agenda now. From what you're saying, is you're here to help us to graduate to that level. So, in the meantime, we still have to cope with what we and live with what we have presently in this 3D realm.
Right.
So,
my arch nemesis. My arch nemesis will always be the English language, of course, but I do my best to have fun with it. Graduate is a great disrespect to source and spirit. Remembering what we already knew is probably a better statement. And we are so capable.
Beautiful.
We're just getting our feet right back underneath us again. Does that help?
Yes, yes. Well, I think just even through your vibrational, through your communications and your words, the energy that is exuding from you is we call it source energy that is coming directly to us through your tones, through your voice. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Was there anything else also that maybe you would like to touch on for us to know more about before we start with Q&A?
I'll assure you things are going very well on many, many fronts. I'll leave it at that. Many, many exciting things are happening. Many exciting things are coming forward. I believe people can connect the dots now. But just know that it's good news that you can see which direction the bad guys want to steer us. And again, it's transhumanization. And so my suggestion to all people is to spend more and more time with yourself in nature and or like-minded people like yourselves in nature without a piece of technology, and I guarantee you will receive more of yourself.
Yeah, that as well as meditation, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so I just need just a little clarification. You know, we really appreciate your coming and teaching us. And in regards to how, and I know you have already spoken about how the aliens can abduct us at any time when we are thinking. Is that right?
It's a fine line. And it takes exercising to see the difference. And so, you know, meditation with your mind is one of the most dangerous things you can do. And I take a lot of flack when I say that because you can do incredible things to your mind, especially leave your body. And so while you're leaving your body, who do you think is coming back in? And so I want everyone to get used to using their heart center to meditate. And or remember, when you're in spirit, when you are a light body at a higher dimension, you don't have a brain. And you have all the knowledge of the universe. The only thing you don't have is the experience of the knowledge that you have capability of understanding. So as an example, when you come into this universe, you know exactly what a cow is and its genetic makeup, but you've never been a cow. Now, I don't know if that's the funnest animal I could have picked, but if you get my drift, we have all the knowledge before we get here. And now we're in a vessel that has been designed to have very little knowledge, especially that we are so confident that we could evolve this version of humanity that we didn't realize how tricky it was in this type of human. So the geneticists that made this version of humans are very good at making sure we don't grow very fast. And one of the tools they use is the abduction process, as you mentioned. So you can use, you know, go to a party, go hang out with a group of people, and you can literally see the abduction process. So it's so subtle, not many people realize it's not their thought. They believe they're thinking. In reality, we're all super, super psionic telephones with a receiver and a transmitter, and we call them moods many times. We call them feelings many times, but once you get to a point where you can differentiate the two, you'll notice that because everyone's super psychic with their telephone on top of their head, they're actually being transmitted information. And so that's one of the reasons you're seeing all the Wi-Fi, and or you might call it Wi-Fi, we're actually able to receive those messages. And it, you know, like a carrier wave. And so and treat yourself as if you're a radio or a walkie-talkie, and that's what's going on. Some people have more capability of sorting it. So, you know, maybe someone like Billy, he can see the difference between talking to the other side and a transmission of scalar. Now, the way you can play with it is ask yourself, how come I can't stop thinking? Okay, and so I am just here to be the messenger and help. I can stop thinking. Now, ask yourself, can you stop thinking? Now, the better question is, how come I can't stop thinking? So when you're in peace energy, when you're a higher dimensional being, and or you're in peace energy, by the way, you've always been a higher dimensional being and you always will be, and a portion of you is in this body. So again, where you came from, you didn't have a brain. You had your light body. You're able to have all 100% knowledge of the universes. So that is the what I will say to that. That about every 10 minutes, you will be able to observe different thoughts coming into you. Like 10 minutes, notice it with your friends, family. They have a blank stare. All of a sudden, they lost their train of thought. Well, they lost the signal is probably a better statement. Not to say you can't use the intrinsic mind for collective reasoning and so forth, but it's really just a way to evaluate, observe, and enjoy the experience. You don't have to think. That's what I'll say about that.
Okay. So my last question is, you know, so many people are getting forgetful, and we say that's part of the aging process. You know, once you get into, you know, late 40s, 50s, 60s and on, it's like you're becoming more forgetful. And that is not an advantage. I mean, obviously you're not really, you're forgetting things, but is that part of the abduction process as well, where they utilize that time?
There's twofold on that. So the you'll notice when people are on their deathbed, they finally go, what was it all for? They put it all together. They have great joy when they're about ready to die, and they forgot about everything they were worried about. So part of that is maturation. So maturity, you don't need to hang on to your memories. If you could remember, like myself, a million lifetimes, what good would that do for you? Think about the turmoil you could put yourself through if you could remember a million lifetimes. Because all we're here to do, you know, all we're here to do is to go experience and grow the experience of experiencing. It sounds flip, I know. The universe is here for us to grow it, expand it, enjoy it, play in it. We don't have to worry about the past. It's already gone, by the way, and everything I said, I forgot.
Okay. All right. This is a question from one of our people, and I'm already beginning the Q&A, by the way, and she wants to know what is going to happen to all of the people that have been vaccinated second time, and now we've got like a third one coming. How do we begin to mitigate that or to resolve that problem that we have in the world right now regarding the vaccines?
Okay, so again, free will is brutally honest, isn't it?
Yes.
And so if
that's
everyone has free will, yeah. And so the brutal honesty about the universe, as we look down on this realm, we see a great confusion. And this is part of the misdirection by the aliens and transhumanization, and this is one of the reasons I'm here. There is a solution for all of these inoculations, but at the end of the day, free will runs each individual's choices, and that's that. See, someone can't come in, and then this is why, you know, the Galactic Federation is not my favorite topic and not my favorite group of individuals. And there's many reasons why. There's very vast reasons why. And again, how many great travesties on this planet are going to occur before these great aliens, these awesome people from outside of our terrestrial, are going to come and help us? Notice they're not coming. They didn't come 2,000 years ago. They didn't come 1,000 years ago. They're not coming now. That's because we're here. We're the cleanup crew. We're the guys doing the work. Just with this little radio show is doing incredible, incredible things. Now, not to say that there aren't some support and some feedback, but I assure you, this is our planet. And if you want to choose to go eat rocks for breakfast, it's your choice. If you want to believe that little box that's on your TV stand, you can. And so the transhumanism agenda is being absorbed very well, obviously. I assure you there are solutions to this, though. Great solutions. This is a real easy fix. And much of the propaganda around the volume of people getting inoculated is absolutely false.
Yes.
Now, what if 75% of your planet was clones?
Oh, that would be interesting.
That's a question and maybe a clue.
That sounds like that's the truth.
What if the majority of the people here have been cloned?
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
All right. Okay, maybe somebody will bring something up regarding that question. All right. And then the other question that people have had also, and I know there's been discussion about this. I would like to kind of begin to put some of this to bed, is in regards to, we're talking about, you just mentioned the Galactic Federation, and of course the big thing that everybody has been waiting for, especially, you know, light workers, for example, they're waiting for that RV. And could you explain that a little bit more clearly so people also have a better understanding about how we've, again, become controlled?
Well, very good. Now, will we be receiving callers calling in like we've done in the past, or will you just be funneling the questions
yes.
to me?
No. That's it. And then I'm going to open it up for the regular people. That's two of the questions that came from somebody else in an email. Yes. Thank you.
No problem. I think that's great. I love them. And I love everybody that's participating today. It's so awesome to get to collaborate. All right, so I'm going to talk about other universes and other planets. And it's up to you and how you want to absorb these experiences I've had. But I assure you that on most planets in the higher frequencies, they don't pay rent and they don't use an exchange, a means of exchange. And so the reason that is because you're born on a planet and everything's assumed to be an asset of the planet, a resource of the planet. You're more on a collective team of nurturing each other's greatest inspirations and greatest excitement. And that's all there really is. It's not even a law, a rule. It just comes to you naturally when you have more of you in you. This version of humans doesn't have a lot of consciousness in it, as a gross overstatement. Obviously, there's exceptions. So if you find, in our case, a planet that does use a means of exchange, you'll know that that is alien technology to create this belief that you have title, ownership, name, etc. So anything associated with money has something to do with ownership, possession. And as an example, on other planets, you have a resource. Let's say you have 10 airplanes in a community. Well, you all share the airplane. Now, many of them have greater technologies than our airplanes, even in the third dimension, which is a poor example of this frequency, but we'll use it for the ease of conversation, third dimension. Your resources are constantly shared. And here's what you can do to check me. And this is what happens when you have more consciousness, you're more intelligent. Go down to your local marina and look at all the boats that are sitting there. They never get used. Mm-hmm. Because the person who owns the boat believes he actually owns it, not realizing that his life is only 5 minutes long if he lives 120 years. You're only here like 5 minutes. Everybody hear me. You're only here for a snap of the fingers. So you can't really own anything. Does that make sense?
Yes. Wow.
So why do you need a little piece of paper, a means of trade, when your next door neighbor probably built the boat that you're riding on, and by the way, you're going to give it back to the earth in about 5 minutes. So I'm not a huge fan of the RV. I am excited for many people to get resources, though. And the Jubilee was perfectly designed, by the way. The Federal Reserve was designed to collapse. All of it was designed to get you on another means of exchange and re-excite your understanding of money, if you will. It's all stepping stone to getting back control of humanity. They will not succeed because we're going to find purpose. And as I said before in your earlier shows, if I gave everybody $1 billion, what would there be anybody at the grocery store? So we'll have to figure that out, won't we? If we're not growing our own food and nobody's going to deliver food to our grocery store, then we will find purpose eventually. And that's your clue. That's your clue why you're not getting everyone $1 billion. Because people are going to have to figure out what they like to do day in and day out.
Got it.
They're excited to
yes.
do.
Right. Well, they're doing that now anyway, especially so
we don't have to teach that to Billy and Jane. They're excited about doing what they do. They're already in a good place of understanding of what their inspiration is, as an example. Mm-hmm. So it'll all fall into line naturally and organically. But we're gonna have to probably throw up before we feel better. Forgive the redundancy.
Oh dear. Okay. All right. Well, how about we go ahead and get started with some questions, and let's go ahead and get started. All right. First person is coming in is 678 ending in 9705. 9705. You're on the air with Q. Just tell us who you are and where you're calling from would be nice. Hello? Okay. If you don't have a question, just go ahead and press 1 again, and you won't light up on the board. All right. Thank you. All right. Oh, hold on a second. Maybe that might be. Nope. Okay. All right. Next question is coming from 208, ending in 8394.
All right. Thank you.
8394.
All right. Oh, hold on a second. Maybe that might be. No. Okay. All right. Next question is coming from 208, ending in 8394. All right. Thank you. 8394. Oh, hold on a second. Maybe that might be. No.
Okay. Hello? Hi. I know who this is. Hey, Connie?
Hi.
Hello? Oh, there you are.
Hi.
That was difficult. Yes.
Hey. Oh, yeah, it's Tawny from Idaho. And thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. And Q, thank you for giving us your knowledge or helping us with understanding what's really going on. I would like to know, are you familiar with Kim Gogan a Tank, who's also Stephen Rao? They are giving out, they have a program called Life Force, and they are trying to get everybody aware that this is what the world is waiting for us, and that we are all one, and that we have to step up and form assemblies in the different states and be able to take control of our world around us. Are you familiar with this?
Okay, so I do not talk about many individuals except ones that are harming us on this planet, all right? So know that these
harming.
Words were chosen.
Oh.
Know that these words were chosen very carefully, all right? When I started teaching how to increase your life force energy, you'll notice that these two popped up. And we started teaching how to increase your life force energy about 2 years ago on other radio shows. And so what you're going to notice if you go on that webpage is you'll notice that apparently the history of our world is only 16,500 years. This is complete misdirection and misrepresentation of what has really gone on here and what is really happening here. Now, both individuals are aliens, okay? Both of them are doing their best to get you to, say, believe in a narrative and capture the narrative. Read the left eye of both these individuals. The internet is very tricky, very deceptive. Read the left eye of both these individuals, and you can see their signature. Now, here's another clue exercise that you knew how to do, you've always known how to do. If you want to use the internet for, say, more detective work, you can do it like this. You collect yourself in your peace energy, your center yourself, and you command Prime Creator, Prime Creation, to show that individual's true identity. You do it 3 times, I guarantee you, you'll be able to see them just like I can. Does that help you?
Oh, gee, yes. Thank you.
Sorry for the bad news.
Thank you.
So I deal with these individuals all the time, and they don't care. So there is, again, this war is very tricky. This war is very tricky. Good luck.
Well, thank you for letting us know about this. I mean, you're right. It's very tricky. Thank you, Jane. Let's go.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. I hope, Pawnee, that kind of sums everything up in regards to, the calls in regards to those two. Okay, very good. All right, next question is coming from 509, ending in 5614. Hello, 5614?
Oh, thank you.
Could you speak a little louder?
Hello.
Yes, you are.
I'm Carrie Allen, Washington State. And
okay.
I'm just not that familiar with Q. I don't know if I've listened to many calls with him. I just wanted to know it's connected with the Q, the 17, and that kind of thing. It's connected. You know, with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I don't think I understand the question. Maybe you could choose some more words, please.
Like President Trump will draw a cue when he's talking, and it's part of information that we receive. I'm not really sure who. It's like 10 individuals with inside information of what's really going on.
Okay. Jane, should we give a quick overview one more time like we did last week?
Okay, let's do it.
Would that be redundant? All right.
No, go ahead, please.
All right. Okay, so first of all, the letter Q, if our great goal is not to have identity, but to see which direction the information is coming from is very important to us. At the end of the day, as you get more of your discerning capabilities, you're going to feel the truth that you have, the truth that you believe in, not what I believe in. Everything is up to you. Not me, nor anybody else. It's very important that we all learn to make choices that are for us and us only, and that's that. Q is designed to be a receiver, transmitter, and ground from source energy. And we have focused a gateway here so that you can receive your consciousness back to you. And some very special people in the military and special families here were choosing to take care of that gateway. The gateway is a piece of technology. It's very ancient. We call it crystalline technology. And basically, you can sort and extrapolate the consciousness of a planet, a geography on a planet, collectively or independently. So no one can actually represent Q, not one person, not even me, even though that is the first letter of my original birth into this universe. That is the first letter of my original name. Yet there are three of my consciousness acting as conduits for this transmission from source. The military has decided in an agenda, you could call it a psyops or otherwise, to get humanity caught up to its consciousness and what it is. You're basically receiving all the information on the Q drops, Q posts, of all of us collectively, consciously experiencing. Does that help?
I think so.
That was beautiful. Come back and re-listen to this call.
I will.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful, Kim. All right. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Carrie Ellen. All right. Next caller is 858, ending in 3033.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, you are.
Oh,
we
hi.
Can.
Oh, hi. oh, guess what today is?
Is that a question for Q? And tell us who you are, first of all.
Well, I don't know if it's a question. I don't know if you probably wouldn't know, but today's my birthday.
Yeah, so who is it? Yeah, who is this, by the way?
This is Richard in California.
Richard. We can't read mine yet. I can't anyway. I know Q can, but.
Well,
all right, so the question.
Question is, one of my look. I know this is a beginning of a new year, but I don't know that that matters too much to Q. But I wonder to know if he sees anything interesting, more than interesting, for me to experience in this next birth year.
Well, I'm very careful not to impose timelines on individuals. And I've done my best to make sure that we remind ourselves that our roots are within us. And no one, although I have visibility to many timelines for yourself and others, and we have gone on this plane to 2150 and come back here to help, it is not real important to look at the intrinsic, say, choices that you could make. It's more important to get used to making choices based on your excitement in your heart center. You remember that day when you got your first bicycle, as an example. You couldn't wait to ride it. You didn't have a doubt in the world what you were going to do next. When you have that joy and excitement, each and every day, all day, you'll find everything falls into place perfectly. All the people you need to meet, all the resources you need will all show up right on time, I guarantee you.
I've been feeling that today, but based on my conversations with other people, I've been feeling like this is going to be an amazing moment that's going to continue on for whatever time period it is. Amazing. And I am excited. I thought maybe.
Yes, you're not going to have a choice in this because you won't be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, why am I doing this? You won't do it anymore. And so that's what's happening to this version of humans. Basically, when we come down into an area of the universe, our light body chases us more and more because we start communicating with it more and more. So let's just say when you were five, you had a lot of your light body. You matured, the DNA kicked in and filtered more of your light body so you couldn't receive as much. And the beliefs, of course, here and all of the instilled understanding of what our surroundings believe humanity is, that closes down the light being coming to you. Now you have a choice because the light's going, hey, wait a minute, more of me wants me over there, and the universe basically works that way. We just keep expanding and expanding and expanding, and because we're calling to ourselves, you have no choice now. At where this solar system is, this Milky Way is, and where this plane is of our universe, the light is coming in more and more, and I'm living proof.
Yeah, that's a discussion I've had with some people today, and that's what's getting me excited, is that this ascension, you know, this moment or this particular experience on the Earth has never happened in any, maybe you could confirm it, I don't know, but from what I understand or get, is that what's happening on the Earth now has never happened anywhere else, but this Earth is maybe an experiment of some sort or something about going into a third dimension.
Well, that's not true. That's not true, but I want to be real careful. Assume this is the seventh version of humans on the surface. Be careful with that. Because there are other individuals that have been here living a very high frequency below surface and on surface many, many, many times here. And so this is the first time this version of humans has made it this far, though. I will give you that.
That's what I mean. Yeah, well, yeah. You're talking about the hollow earth with the higher dimensional beings. Yeah, I just want to.
There's been many, many beings here. Many, many beings here that were very, very evolved. As an example, how do you build a pyramid?
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. Is that it has never happened before with this type of civilization of humans? Yeah.
Absolutely, you can feel it. Great job. I commend you at your advancement and your accomplishments. Incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you, Richard.
I feel like, mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Very good. All right. Okay. Next caller is 720 ending in 3213.
Hi.
Yes. This is Linda from Colorado. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Welcome.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I have a question in reference to
where we go after we leave here. For an example, let's say you're a very evil person and you have done witchcraft to people, you have stolen, you have done everything. Now, I've heard on another situation that nothing happens to you. You just go and get recycled so you can do whatever you want to do, you know, while you're here, but you don't get judged. Is that true? You know, as far as your knowledge is concerned, what happens to evil people that do evil things, that go out of their way to hurt people?
Great question. Okay, I'm going to translate this question a little differently, and you validate if I have the translation correctly. When dark beings, entities, do bad things, and when they die, where do they go? Is that this question?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, one of the reasons why the dark does what it does is because it understands the hierarchical, the engineering of the universe. And one of the, well, we're going to use Earth as an example, exclusively Earth. This is not the way it works on every planet or every solar system or every universe and or the multiverse. But we're going to use Earth because I believe that's the target of your question. The reason the dark are so cocky, if you will, about being dark is they know that there is a net system around this planet breaking down very quickly because of the way where we're going in to the dimensions. Again, that's an incomplete statement. The dimensions is not an accurate way to describe frequency, but that's what we're used to describing it. So if you have a team of darkies, we'll call them dark entities, on a planet, and they know that they're going to be reincarnated, and by the way, reincarnated into another body that has 10,000 lifetimes of history in it, meaning they remember everything they did their last lifetime and the 10,000 before them, they're reincarnating. They don't really care about jail because they know they live forever. Now, it's very tricky to explain this with the English language. They'll never get higher up into the higher frequencies of the bliss that we come from. And they don't believe that they want to go there either, because they have a captive audience here starving us of our energy fields, creating timelines. They're not scared of death because they know they live forever. But they never evolve past a certain level, would be my incomplete analogy of the dark do not get judged per se. They dodge these karmic lines very easily. They created karma, by the way. Karma is a alien technology. I get in great trouble with the woo-woo club. Karma is alien technology. The NATO chart is alien technology. Our genetics are all alien. Notice there's a horoscope in every single newspaper. Okay, so that is a long-winded statement that say the dark keep being dark and they have a choice to come to the light every second of every day. Does that help?
Okay, so that means when they die, they can come back and they can continue hurting and harming children's babies and people and doing witchcraft. They can continue doing that simply because they don't believe in certain things, so they don't go to a place called hell like we've been taught on this planet.
That's right.
They just
So all religion was created by the dark. All religion was created by aliens, so you'd believe that you don't have the choice to create heaven on earth, that there's a judgment. Here's what's really going on. You're a fraction of God experiencing what it's like to be in this universe. You are God. There is no such thing as a God. We are all a portion of source energy and or what we would call God source energy. They know this. That's why they've hidden it with all these religions. There is no judgment. There's only experience.
Wow, that's really something to think about, you know, because in the real truth of things, like you're saying, you can continue doing all the things. We don't have anywhere to send them off planet or anything to judge them. So you would think if they know that, then, that, you know, here we are going through what they're sending us through, and they're getting away with it and can come back and continue doing it. That's remarkable.
Notice nothing's changing, isn't it? Every 100 years, you get another plague. Every 100 years, you get another great wars. It just keeps going and cycling, and you keep buying the story that keeps delivered to your front door. Now, I will say, as a caveat, that the dark will pay, because the source, you, I, will not allow this into our reality anymore. So in that sense, there is judgment, because we don't prefer the dark. We don't prefer to be manipulated. We don't prefer this propaganda. So you, as a portion of God, is going to judge what you prefer and what you don't prefer. That's why this is so tricky. We're all in this to decide what we prefer.
Wow, that's
Does that help?
No wonder. Well, no wonder evil is as bad as it is, because it knows nothing's going to really happen to it. So that's why people do
people
the way they do, because they know they're not going to have to account for it, because nothing's going to judge them. Okay.
The best way to explain it, in my opinion, these words are very limited. The aliens created this language. Here's what's really going on here in one sentence. The dark knows the light. The light does not know the dark. Does that help you?
That helps a lot, because that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Beautiful day to you. Great question. You're well on your way.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your answer.
We have dead space. Miss Jane.
Sorry, Kira. Anyway, okay. Let me see. Where was I at? All right, here we go. 505 ending in 6428.
Hello, this is Richard.
Hello.
From Mexico.
Yes, Richard.
Okay. Yes. My question is, I just heard today that all weather warfare apparatus has been removed, and also that the deep underground military tunnels have all been cleared. Is that your understanding, Q?
Okay, repeat the question, please.
Okay, there's the whole business around weather warfare, like with HAARP. We've been told that the apparatus has all been removed and can't be used against humanity. And then we've been told that the deep underground tunnels that have been trafficking children have all been cleared.
Okay, so a portion has been, okay, well, I'll talk about very close to the topic of the child trafficking.
Yeah.
We'll talk about child trafficking first. Human trafficking and genetic manipulation, I put them all in one bucket, okay?
Yeah, right.
In that bucket, there are hierarchies. There are alien hierarchies, there are hybrid hierarchies, there are sick black human hierarchies, political hierarchies, local government hierarchies, et cetera, associated with that topic. So it's a very vast topic.
Mm-hmm.
I deal predominantly on the alien side. And the reason I do is because that's the top of the hierarchy. These aliens do not have names. They don't have social security numbers, and they don't care about you. They are so intelligent, you could not register their IQ. So the smartest man in any professorship is an infant compared to many of these aliens. Their only agenda here is to harvest DNA. It is their money throughout the universe, okay? No, they are not removed yet. No, there are plenty here, okay? So I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
As far as the political infrastructure of child trafficking, many of them are being condemned. That is true. They're the least of your concerns. The political side is getting corralled very quickly. Here's how you can tell with the media. As you get more of your discerning tools back, you won't need me to tell you this. But you'll watch the media is very obvious now. As you get more of your sonic capabilities, you'll see it. When people get divorced, we will say, or people, retired from major corporations, that's your tool and clue that maybe they've been arrested. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I won't say the individual's names, but I'm sure you can put it together. They're
sure.
also associated with many of these pedophile rings. As far as the dumbs go, there are many dumbs to be taken care of, deep underground military bases, that are on the dark side. Very tricky. That's why you don't see the military jumping in and taking over, because they still have a lot of tools. They still have a lot of weapons. Does that help you?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Whoops, sorry. Richard, are you done?
Well, I just was wondering about the weather warfare apparatus, the HAARP.
Oh, the weather. Oh, okay.
There's several HAARP devices still active on the planet. Those are the least of your concerns. Many of the aliens that use Scalar are hidden within flat bottom clouds. Notice when you were a kid, you didn't see.
Hold on one second.
Please. Yeah, there's some.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Notice when you were a kid.
Go ahead.
Notice when you were a kid, you didn't see flat bottom clouds. They're nice, round, fluffy clouds. Flat bottom clouds have an alien chip in them, and they transmit to our brains information so subtly you think it's your thoughts. That's not exclusively how they do it. They can do it through Scalar. They can do it for many carrier waves. So DARPA is the least of our concerns. It is not good for us. It's got some tools that are beneficial to us, and that is seeing where the aliens are flying through our atmosphere.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks.
That's good to know. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Richard. Very good question, too. All right. 661 ending in 0270. But before I open your line, Q, how much time do we have with you today?
Well, I have to walk the talk. As I'm inspired, I will stay with you.
All right. Thank you. All right. 661 ending in 0270. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Deb in Arizona. Q, I was wondering if you could help me to remember who I am. And so I can get out of the desert. I've been in the desert for 3 years, and my heart and my soul is with the sea and the trees and the green. And I just feel sort of lost here.
Well, that question is for you now, isn't it?
Yes, what is that question?
I don't like where I'm at, so maybe you should move, number one, right? How do I do it?
Yes.
How do I do it? How do I live a life that I prefer is the real question. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the very next choice after you get off this call will decide. You will decide. And it is really recognizing your compass. So your compass is going to get stronger and stronger. Go in the mirror. Here's an exercise you can do. Go in the mirror and say to yourself, I love the desert. Okay. Now, based on what you told me so far and what I feel, that is not a true statement. And so now you are lying to yourself. So more and more now, all your choices, you can either lie to yourself and watch your compass spin the opposite direction of which you want to go, or you can choose each synchronistic step. Not based on survival, based on excitement. Instead of mind energy, you're going to use excitement energy. Does that make sense? And I guarantee you all the resources and all the people will show up right on time if you just make choices that are through your heart center your light being, not your mind. Does that make sense?
I guess so. I'll try.
Notice that the emotions are coming forward. Notice the emotions are normal when you finally realize that you're lying to yourself. So you look in the mirror. This exercise is very powerful. Look in the mirror at yourself and say, why am I doing this? Because this individual I'm living with or other people are making choices for me. You must find your boundaries and your absolute truth. And it all will fall into place, I guarantee you. Does that help?
I hope so.
You have this, no problem. You have this, no problem. Great job.
Very good. Thank you, Q. Very good question. Good for many people. Thank you, Deb. Okay. All right. Our next caller is 678, ending in 9705. 9705. Hello. 9705, Q is here for you. Okay, let's go on to the next. 703, ending in 6344.
Yes, this is Steve from Virginia.
Hello, Steve.
My question is, I was told that in order to do astral travel, we need to unlock our DNA to get more than the two strands, to get to like 12 strands, and then we'll be able to enhance our abilities to be out of body, to do astral travel. Is that the process we need to go through?
Great question. That's a very advanced question. I appreciate it. Okay, so there are two ways to go. I'll use myself and Jesus as an example. The reason that I and Jesus have more capabilities here in this realm is because we have less DNA restricting the light body coming into us. Now, the other way, you can go the other direction because we have so much capability in the mammal inside of us that if you became a 4, 5, 6, 7, 12-strand DNA not related to dimensions individual, you would have a lot of these abilities. But I assure you, you can do astral travel right now. Now, my abductions within the space programs, they used me for astral travel and made sure I had no limitations whatsoever. So they didn't want any of my, and so that's basically why I was programmed, is so that I would have unlimited capability for astral travel. So everyone has the ability to do astral travel whenever they want. Now, exercising that, this is not the safest thing to do, by the way, here, but everyone has that capability. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You have another question? Does that help?
Well, are the elementals that are there in the astral realm, are they friendly or are they not?
It's a full gamut. I deal with them daily. You have to choose the direction you want to go with this because it's so vast we can't even explain it. Remember, you're creating the universe. They're the ones piggybacking on you. So if you want to go fly to Hawaii right now, as we've done on this show before, you can do it. And you're creating it. Remember, there's no such thing as space. There's no such thing as time. And everything in the universe is created by you. You can go create another universe. That's how we bring the light ship here. We create a micro universe within a universe, and that's how we're helping you. So there's no limitation. If you would like to go play with some ding-dongs, you can. If you want to go play with elementals, you can. You're going to create the space for them. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Okay. Okay.
I guess I was a little confused, but if that's the answer for astral travel, okay. That's very interesting, Q.
Yeah, of course I don't do it justice. We could talk about this a long time. It's unlimited where you can go with the light body. And just because, as an example, all your dreams are 100% true. They're real. Okay? And so that's an example of possibly when you're astral traveling. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. But that's how incredibly powerful you are.
Okay. I'll buy that.
And do we have a process to open up our DNA to additional strands?
You're right. So that's a really good question, too. So this version of genetics was designed to have a little governor on it to slow down the growth. So the light body is actually the one growing the DNA and or stopping its hindering the light body, filtering it. So as the generations and generations continue, we get savvier and savvier and smarter and more capable. As an example, 50 years ago, no one's talking about meditation. That's a micro example. If you looked at this version of humans 100 years ago, and we put this version of humans next to a 100 years ago human, they couldn't see us. We would just be, say, a particulate in their reality. You couldn't see us because we're higher dimensional beings now, as an example. Not to say that the light body doesn't have more onus on why that's happening. It's just this genetic version of humans was designed to stifle how much we're allowed to grow within this body. Does that help?
Yeah, so are you also saying that someone from the future who comes here, we wouldn't necessarily be able to see them?
Thank you very much. You're correct.
Very good. Okay, thank you. All right. Next caller. We got quite a few callers still, Q. So here we go. 604 ending in 3117. 3117, where you're here with Q. Oops, let me light up his light here. There we go. 604
Greetings.
Ending in 3117. Hello. Yes, Q is here for you.
Can you? Okay, hi. This is Stephanie calling from Vancouver, Canada. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Great day to you. How can I help you?
Yes. I have two questions, if I'm allowed. If not, I can just ask one. Since we're on the topic of the light body, my first question would be, how can we get more of our light body in our physical vessel other than commanding our spirit to bring it in?
Mm-hmm.
End of question.
Okay. Okay, very good. All right, so as you exercise, it sounds like you've listened to some of the exercises, it will come organically when you live in peace energy instead of mind energy. So notice, since you've done the exercises, you're going to see a separation between thinking and observing. Does that make sense?
Yes,
so the example I use, you don't have a choice once you start the exercise, by the way. So it will grow organically. So the example I usually use is if I slap you in the face, you have a choice to be happy or sad, right? So
the
reaction of that, there's obviously someone before the slap and the pain, right? Okay, so that's your consciousness. Now, as you exercise, that separation is going to get wider and wider and wider. And so once you recognize the difference of being there or the pain of the slap, that is your first clue that it's happening already. You don't have a choice. So now you may want to make your commands a little more, robust. And you may ask the universe to help you if you'd like. But I guarantee you it's not going to slow down. You do not have a choice in this now. Does that help you?
Beautiful.
Okay. Yes, this helps me because years ago when I was out of, I guess you want to call it the grid, and I was traveling, I was fully in my light body. I was living intuitively. Everything was coming. I was manifesting. Super intuitive, able to foresee events, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And then when I returned back here, kind of back into the grid with all of that knowledge, then things shifted. so the light body hasn't been, I don't know, how do you say, online as it was when I was kind of roaming, traveling. So I've noticed a significant difference in my day-to-day living, and I've noticed that what happened? Yeah, like what happened? So I want to return, bring that power back into me so that I can live intuitively 24/7 without this 10-minute ET nonsense going on and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, the timelines are very tricky. The timelines are very tricky, and that's my passion to do these radio shows, is to make sure we start recognizing it more and more. And so the delta that you just explained for me was I used to live my highest joy and highest excitement. Now I don't. And so now I'm not very happy, and I don't have much of my light body in me as an example. What you'll find is you're not going to be happy, settled, unless you do live in an excited fashion day in and day out. And that's what we call synchronicity. Synchronicity is your normal way of living at the other realms. Does that help you? Your next question?
Yep, absolutely. Okay, the next question was, thank you for answering that for me and anyone else who is experiencing that. Okay, sometimes I feel like I'm in two dimensions simultaneously. I've been experiencing this for 3 years. I'll wake up in the morning from my dream time. I'm in my bed. I open my eyes. I'm here, but I'm also in the dream. So I have a hard time. Actually, let me change my words. When I want to associate into my body and be awake and aware to be here in this waking state, I find it takes a long time. So sometimes minutes, sometimes hours, and sometimes I'll be in that state for half of a day. So it's kind of, I don't know what's going on without installing any beliefs. And if anyone else is having that experience, I'd like to put that out there.
Well, you should be really happy that you're recognizing the difference. So that's quite an accomplishment. And essentially, we'll use me as an example. My consciousness is here about 10% of every second. So, and there's many of us here now. And so you can choose to be in this reality and be in another reality at the same time. It sounds quite bizarre, but you can't. And so as you use, it's very normal for you to have, see, one of the tricks with this language is they've given you beliefs that are not consistent with your capabilities. As an example, imagination. So if you imagine that, like we've used before, on this show, that you're in Hawaii, well, a portion of you is actually there. Okay, and so now how much of you you're going to focus on being there is maybe a bigger question. So you can experience more than one reality, I'm living proof, at one time.
There we go. And then the trick is, how do you stay focused and pay your bills when you're bouncing around? So, I'm kind of like, oh, my God, where was I all this time?
Very good. Well, I won't get into that because I don't care for those things either. So that's why I don't have them in my life.
Sure, sure.
Sounds flip, I know, but I don't deal with it.
Before you cut me off, can I slip in one add-on to that?
I'm here.
Okay,
to ask a question.
On that point? Can I wake up in my dream and stay there without coming back here?
Okay, the better question is, what is a dream?
Oh, a parallel reality.
Incorrect. Okay, so
oh.
You are dreaming right now that you're you. That's, you're actually got it backwards.
Okay. So I'm.
And your higher self is having a great time, and your higher self is having a great time watching you not know where you're at. It's a great experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
That is beautiful revelation.
Yeah, I'm
for
aware of that.
To know that.
I am so aware. Yep. Any tips for any of us? Thank you so much, Jean. And thank you, Q, for taking my question. Thank you.
Did you want to say any more, Q, regarding this?
I think I said it all. Your only choice is one, and that is
you get to
go live an excited life, or you get to believe whatever you want to believe. It's up to you.
Yep. Very good. Very good. All right. Next one is 954 ending 3864. I'm trying to look at the time, guys. So, all right. 3864.
Hi, Jane. This is Dalton from. This is Dalton from Florida.
I'm sorry, who is this again?
Hello?
Yes,
Dalton from Florida.
Oh, okay. Hi, Dalton.
Hello, Q. Hello, Jane. I have been hearing that we have guardian angels. Is this true?
Okay, what is your definition of a guardian angel?
I would imagine it's spirits around you that they stay with you and they guide you along certain pathways. You're like predestined pathways, you know. They kind of guide you along that pathway for experience. They experience you. You come to this earth to experience. They kind of keep you in line. So that you experience that experience.
Okay, so there's somebody running around keeping you in line, making sure you go the right direction. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, and so who is that individual?
I don't know. I hear we have guardian angels. I'm asking you if there's any truth in it.
Okay. I'm trying to be funny. Forgive me, I'm not very funny. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. When you came into the universe, there's not one thing you did not know. Never forget, if you remember anything I said, never forget that statement.
Okay.
So as you came into the multiverse, there's many, many, many frequencies and dimensions. As you came into the universe, you decided you want to go left and right, so you went left. When you went that direction, you may have made peers, friends, etc., relationships, and so forth, and or have a fraction of your soul and a fraction of your soul and a fraction of your soul, fraction of your light body that could be helping and supporting you. Yes, that's true. Now, here is the issue with the title of angels. There's no one higher than you because you're from source. You are a portion of God. So if anything is stating to you when you go into meditation or you read a book stating it's higher than you, that is complete malarkey. You're the highest level of everything in the universe. You have created your own universe. You're capable of creating. Here, I'll give you an example. The door behind your back, there's nothing behind it.
Okay.
There's nothing behind it until you open that door. Okay. So that's how powerful you are. So many of these beliefs are trickery so that you will believe in this dressed up alien and or dark entity is a angel possibly. I assure you there are beings that are wanting you to believe in angels. And yes, there are very many beings in the universe that want to help and support you. But never forget that anything outside yourself is outside yourself. You are the highest level of any level there is in the universe. Does that help you?
It does. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dalton. All right. 909 ending in 7336. Whoops, let's try that again. 909 ending in 7336.
Hello.
Hello, and yes.
Oh, hi, Jane. This is Gina King calling from California.
Oh, hello, Gina. Okay, Gina.
Yeah, finally I made the time. Hello, Q. Thank you for this time. I wanted to ask you a few questions regarding the abduction that you told us about. By the way, my English is not perfect, so excuse me. These beings, can you tell me how they abduct and who are they? Because I have experienced, discovered this happening many times during my spiritual mission in Korea in the 90s, about 7 years working there. So how they abduct and who are they abducting? Are they a negative alien? I discovered that this was a negative alien, but now maybe I can ask, are they negative Anunnakis or who are they?
Yeah, okay, great question. If you've heard the other shows, what you want to be aware of, part of my experience here was seeing how they use the time machines. So they're cutting and pasting time. Now, the reason they're cutting and pasting time, maybe you have lost events where you've lost time in your day, your years, your week. When I do the other shows, I do some of that explanation. If you read Stuart Swerdlow's work, we all participated in the hyperspace tools they have, and basically the timelines are traded and bartered because your consciousness is so viable and so powerful, you create opportunities for events, and that's why I'm very careful not to give any, I don't do spiritual readings or anything like that. I don't want to infuse timelines, even though I have the ability to see them. So if you could control a planet just by infusing thought, you know, it's quite interesting for me looking at, say, we'll call it a 30,000 foot level. The time stamps, what they're doing is creating an agenda. We'll use transhumanization as one of them, to the outcome they prefer, they would like, you know, 100, 200 years from now. So the story is always going to be much broader than this week's news. They're always about 10 to 15 years ahead of us. And so the purpose of it, to answer your question, is to allow us to make the decisions with our free will and create another micro universe for them to live in. Does that help you?
I will have to go back to re-listen because of my English, but I think I understand what you're saying. So who are these beings that are abducting? Who are they?
It's endless. It's endless. No, it's endless. As soon as you give them a name, you don't know who they are. So the Anunnaki, as an example, is a cover story. There's a hierarchy in all of them. So you must realize there's thousands and thousands of them.
And they all
have different agendas. Most of them want to trade DNA. They all want to trade DNA.
So I think these beings are working one-to-one then, because I have noticed that this is happening everywhere within the families, within the society, everywhere. I am aware about this, you know, they being mind controlled. The people are being mind controlled, creating all negative.
So much of the mind control that you're seeing, I'll give you an example. Notice in America, at least, a lot of Chinese students, they all look alike. This is not a racist statement, by the way. Notice that they all get A's in school. There is a great production of clones in China. And so once you get a production of genetics that you'd like, you actually get some that you can have abducted more easily and trained to go down the cattle chute very efficiently. So in this case, the example I'm explaining to you is they've made an education system just for this version of humans. Notice that they're doing a very good job. They're populating our industries, et cetera, et cetera. So what could you do with that? Well, you could sell and barter that energy because that version of clones only has maybe 0.5% of its spirit light body in it. So that's to round out the question. You can genetically manufacture a society that you prefer. That's what's going on.
Okay. Let me please ask you just two more questions, although I have more questions. Is that okay?
I'll do one more, please. Go ahead.
Okay, one more. Just okay. I can only allow one more, then I'm going to have to call you back again next call then. Okay, for now, I will ask you this one more question. I see people being out of their mind. They're doing all kind of crazy stuff, taking off clothes, going out, things like that. And are they being controlled by these beings?
Okay, so I've already answered that question. You know the answer. When you're able to, as you mature, as you graduate, so to speak, you're going to be able to see the entities that are in these beings very soon. And that is
my answer.
Yeah,
it's because in my heart, this is what I see, but I try to make aware my friends around me that they just don't believe that. That's why I just wanted to ask you just for my own satisfaction. Yeah. Okay, I thank you very much. I'll just wait for next call to ask the other questions then.
Okay. Thank you, Gina. Thank you for your question. Okay.
Thank
here
you,
we go.
Sir.
All right, Gina. All right. 678 ending in 9705. 9705. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Yes.
This is Viv in Atlanta. Namaste.
Yes, hello, Viv.
Hi. I first want to ask you for another talk show because for some reason when I use the phone, Jane doesn't hear me, and I've gotten hung up on twice already. Is there another talk show that I can call in on to? You?
Is this question for me or you, Billy, Jane?
You, Q.
This is for you, Q.
Okay, one more time, broke up there.
Okay. Another talk show for me to call on and ask you questions because this line, for some reason, Jane couldn't hear me, and I've gotten hung up on twice so far tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so that comes with the territory. Look who you're calling.
I know. What other talk show? This is not my question. I just need to know another talk show.
All right. Sometimes I do Ted Marr's show. That's correct. Down to This World Radio.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, my question is, I'm just trying to gather everything that I'm supposed to do this lifetime to wrap up this portion of this lifetime. And the people that I've come here with, I'm not sure as to whether or not we are a soul group. And if you've heard that before, we come and do travel in soul groups. So are my family and my children in my soul group?
Okay.
All
right. So for the most part, that's misleading information. And free will doesn't work that way. And so not to say that there isn't a lot of karma with relationships within your family.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that is genetic technology through the NATO chart. And, you know, I take a lot of flack for this conversation, but you can check me. You can go read all of Ron Amatron's work, Stuart Swerdlow's work, many, many others. Here is your clue. So you're going to go travel around the universe with a bunch of people, and that's all you're going to experience is the same people you've always experienced with and had the same lifetimes over and over and over again. And so
right.
That's a technology to keep you on timelines. And that's a technology to make you believe in karma. There's no such thing as karma if you don't want it. There's no such thing as dharma if you don't want it. And this is very tricky. As soon as there's judgment outside yourself, that should be your clue. Does that help you?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine, because I've connected with my twin flame, and I'm being led to continue that connection and do what we had planned to do. So that's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good day.
Thank you for
good job.
Thank you for everything.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Next caller is 404 ending in 4127. 4127.
Hi, this is David in Atlanta. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, David.
Okay, great.
Q, thanks for your service.
Yes, Q, thanks for your service. I really appreciate your light energy. I have a question regarding the Palladians. You mentioned something a little while ago that made me think. So the cover story of the Anunnaki, I understand that you're saying that's a cover story. What about the Palladians and the Archerians? Is that a cover story as well? That's the first part of the question. And secondly, I understand that part of this whole dynamic between world wars was actually a higher war of sorts between off-planet beings that human beings basically got caught in. Is there any validity to that?
Okay, you asked me 750 questions. So I'm gonna okay.
Answer the one you like.
Okay. So the most popular, so as soon as you see a race that's really popular in conversation, the internet, whatever, that should be your first clue, okay? That most
okay.
of it is misleading, as you can probably feel it by now. As an example, the Pleiades is a humongous place. That's like saying the Earth humans in the Milky Way are good or bad. Now, how many humans are good or bad on Earth? You know, so
right.
you have to be kind of careful
yeah.
when you label the Pleiades, because it's so, such a vast area. You know,
okay.
and so as an example, not many people realize that several races in the Pleiades eat people, and so that's and notice that there's people here that eat people. So
mm-hmm.
That's not all Palladians are can be labeled. It's a very vast, vast society. Arcturus is very high frequency for the most part, and so it lives in a higher dimension now for the most part. Not to say it doesn't have a shadow, but most of those individuals have gone, lived such a high frequency, you can't really put them in the same category as us and or the Pleiades. So you have to get used to talking about frequencies, dimensions, instead of locations. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. It does.
So most of those races don't make decisions like we do, because they've already, they're so evolved. And so it's difficult
gotcha.
To narrow down the answer to your question, because they don't, like as an example, they would never have a sitcom. They would think it's just absolutely idiotic to go pretend to be something and then put it on a television so other people can look at you pretending to be somebody. That's the most stupidest thing in the universe, is television, theater, et cetera.
Okay.
And so I'm sorry, that's a long-winded story, too. Yes, you're correct. This is a bigger story than just owning a geography. It's about choosing if you'd like to live a higher frequency, higher dimensional life, and they'll leave it up to us for the most part.
I'm hearing a lot of static.
I think it's on the caller's line. Let me put my headset.
I think we're gonna need to. We need to go on to another person since there's a lot of static on your line. Hello. Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. Looks like this might be our last caller. We'll see. 313 ending in 8160. Whoops. 303 ending in 8160. I guess that's not the last one. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Yes.
Yes. Hi, this is Sandra from Michigan.
Okay, Sandra.
Hi, Q. I have written about 4 pages of the spirit commands, and my mother is 91 years old. She's reading them as well. And I had a question about a family member who wants to continue to pray. And, you know, let's pray. Let's pray about this. Let's pray about that. And I wanted to ask for some advice on how to, slowly or how to get them into not praying without saying, hey, I'm crazy, because that's what they think. If I don't want to pray with them, well, you don't believe in Jesus anymore? What? That's all I know, you know. So how do I do that?
Great question. Okay, so first of all, remember the commands need to be done verbally.
Yeah.
And if you use them internally, they don't have as much power unless you get say some experience with how to direct your energies. When you do them, are you having results?
Yes, I have had this family member, my son,
okay.
Explain to me things have happened. Mom, I don't know if you were praying for me, which I wasn't. I was saying the commands. I wasn't praying because I felt so much energy today. I felt that today was my best day at work in the 5 years I've been there. I felt blah, blah, blah. So he has felt these changes.
Okay, and how old is he?
He's 28, and I've explained. Well, you know, we have a light in us. You know, we are the light. I mean, try to explain slowly like that.
Well, but one thing you can do is, you know, and I get this question a lot is, you know, you can't, you know, it's very difficult to take people from A to Z overnight, but you can find some common ground. And so, you know, obviously Jesus is a comfy little story that the bad guys got a lot of mileage out of. And, and so maybe you start in a different way, and that is go buy the Emoto Peace book, the Emoto Peace Project, or go on their webpage, and literally you can ask them, what are you? And they'll say, of course, you know, grandma will say, I'm a human being. Okay, and so what are you made of? Well, you're made of predominantly water. Okay, so what's making those fingers wiggle?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, maybe that's a stepping stone. That's my suggestion to you is, okay, so then where does your thought come from? Might be the next question. Well, my brain. Okay, well, where does the synopsis come from? Where does the electronics come from into the brain?
Right.
And there's really, if you can get them that far, there's nowhere to go. So the thought comes from the brain. Well, where did the thought come from within the brain? And you'll find that it's all electrical circuitry from source, every bit of it.
Right.
So the consciousness, and that's why I do these calls, is we are a being within a being. The consciousness is first observing what we've experienced. That's all that's happening here. So if you can get them that far, then possibly you can start making them aware that, you know, you could get more of you in you and separate the experience from the consciousness more and more, and the observation of the delta. Does that help you?
Yes, that does. And I have another question about, you had mentioned earlier about Ron Amatron, and before you had tried to speak on this, and about you and Ron had gotten together and decided that there was a way for people to, you know, experience the commands and whatnot. And you also mentioned about the left eye. And I wonder if you could, you know, read the left eye. Could you explain that further?
Right. So I used the other question as an example. Okay. So you can use both eyes. You can read people through their eyes very easily if they allow you to see them, okay? The reason that the left eye is real obvious with the hybrids is because they can't carry as much weight on the right eye. So let's say there's many characters in our society pretending to be stupid, okay? And so we'll use, my favorite one to pick on is Ted Turner. So that gentleman has an IQ of well into 1,000, pretending he only has an IQ of 110, okay? Mm-hmm. And so when you look in the left eye, you're going to see these personalities on TV, and they're not going to look the same to you anymore. And that's why I want people to get comfortable within their personal relationships and their professional relationships. You're going to see there's a lot more of these folks running around than you might have be aware of. And so notice that when I teach and increasing your life force energy, someone has instantly created a web page called Life Force. Okay, this is not a coincidence.
Right.
This is how they work. They're very good at this. They're trying to get ahead of the game. So take my words with great, great weight. I rarely talk about other people, but I'm very concerned about people giving false histories of the planet and humanity, for that matter.
So you'll see something different in someone in their left eye.
Yep. Go practice. You're going to see it. Here's another way you can do it. You can, as I said earlier, you can command prime creation to show that person's true identity. And the first intuitive vision you get is going to be accurate.
Okay. And the three most important spirit commands that Ron has indicated was the mind to heart drop, shrink wrap our energies to our skin, and to remove anything in us, this is from you, to remove anything in us that is not authentically us.
They all work great. Ron did the most work. He always wanted to be a healer. It's not necessarily my passion. All of them work. What you have to remember is you must make them yours to get the most bang for the buck. So because I'm out on these radios, I'm just giving you a breadcrumbs for yourself to do this work for yourself and use what works for you and teach others.
Yes, and yep. I wrote down 4 pages of words. And so does his energy still work through his page, the creation light ship? Does it still work even though he's on the light ship? You know,
okay.
I don't know.
Now, here, this is a question for you. And this is your clue that you're graduating, so to speak. What do you believe?
Well, I believe that it may. If he went to the light ship, then...
There you go.
Oh, okay.
You got your answer.
All right.
You don't need me, is what I'm saying. You don't need me.
Well, I do, but
excellent.
Thank you so much, Q, for all of your help. I appreciate
it. Yeah,
we
do need him still. Thank you, too.
Thank you so much.
And thank you also. All right. Great question. Okay. I think we have 2 more, Q. I think we can do it. All right. Next question is coming from 561, ending in 3550. Hold on 1 minute.
All right. We'll make this the last one.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, let's
Sounds
do that.
Good.
Okay, that's okay. All right. 561 ending in 550. You are the last person on our list for today's question and answer with Q. 3550.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can, yes.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi there. My name is Alma. I live in Florida. And I would love to ask a question. I would really love to be able to understand how the dark or the evil is allowed to exist. Because there are so many explanations, as in it's supposed to provide a contrast to the light, but it doesn't really add up to me. And I would just love to be able to understand it better.
Okay, so that's a very vast question, but the easiest way I can explain it with, again, probably the worst language in the universe, the English language, goes like this. When we come into a universe and we want to experience, what is it that you'd like to experience? If you already know everything from the get-go, but now you don't have the experience of all the knowledge you have, well, you already have the understanding of duality. As an example, when you come to Earth, maybe one day you'd like a little rain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's an example. That's a minor example of duality. Well, when we create duality, that's a natural form of free will. It's absolutely normal for you to have a choice to believe in duality or not to believe in duality. Some people believe in jinn, some people don't. If you believe in jinn, you're probably going to have jinn in your reality. Does that make sense? If you believe there's a tyrant over in a third world country, you're probably going to have tyrants in a third world country. That's how duality works. It is that sensitive. Mm-hmm. It's that very fine line of believing because you're the most powerful being in the universe. All of us are. We're all believing in whatever we want. It has nothing to do with the dark per se. It's the fact that we believe the dark exists. That's the trick.
Hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Very good. It does make sense. It does make sense, but I just sometimes, what I don't understand is that when you listen to victims of horrific crimes and that have suffered so much, how are we supposed to?
I'm a great victim of these crimes.
Or that is the part I don't understand. And quite frankly, like, I found answers to so many questions I have, but it's one thing that just doesn't add up to me. And I'm really struggling with it.
I understand. I'm in the same boat. I just know that the solution is this. As a victim of many great horrific events in my life, and I don't consider myself any lesser or better than anyone here, but knowing firsthand how these demons do what they do is because they are less evolved than us and they want our energies. And the way to solve the problem is to live a life of great joy and excitement, and they will not live here any longer. I guarantee you.
Okay.
Does that help?
Beautiful. It does. And that understands.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful way
Thank
to
you.
End our call. Thank you so much, Q, for being here. And before you leave, I was wondering if we could do a command with everyone, just so we can feel that wonderful excitement and joy. And we'd like for you to begin and do it for, help us with it, and we will join you.
Thank you so much. And thanks for allowing me to be on the show and participate with so many people. It is a great honor to get to do this, so I appreciate it. Well, why don't we do this one, because it looks like it's a common theme on all these calls today. Repeat after me. I command prime creation.
I command prime creation.
To raise all beings' consciousness now.
To raise all beings' consciousness now.
I command prime creator.
I command prime creator, and everybody should be saying this out loud. I command prime creator.
To bring more of us into us now.
To bring more of us into us now.
I command prime creation.
I command prime creation.
To increase our capabilities now.
To increase our capabilities now.
Count after me. 10.
10.
9.
9.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2.
2.
1.
1.
No.
Beautiful. Ooh. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Thanks for letting me do the show, and I can't
okay.
wait to do it again.
And
have a beautiful, beautiful
yes,
day.
Okay. Q, one more thing, just before you let go. I know
yes.
that a lot of people really do appreciate your calls, and I would like to ask people if they can, whatever they can, to be able to just give a small donation, and they can do that by letting us know so that we can go ahead and put together something that we might be able to send to you. If that's okay.
It's always appreciated, but not necessary. That's just very nice of you to think of me. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kim. And we love you, and thank you for today. All
great
right,
day
everyone.
To you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye now. Wow, that was super, super amazing, everyone. So this just, it just, this came to me as we always try to be of assistance to others and beings that come to teach, that don't ask for anything back. And since we are in this world, as you know, when we need something, we will ask. And in this case also, we would like to ask for Q. If you are willing, I'd just like for you to just, oh my gosh, let me see, how am I going to do this? So we'll put like a little fund thing for him, and then we'll send that to him. Let me think about this, and let me see what I could put together on our next call. Our next call is maybe Friday for someone, or we'll see you definitely on Saturday. So look forward. We all look forward to coming together once again as the family that we are. And hold on a second. I think I have Zarea that wants to say something. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, Zarea, I'm going to go ahead and open the door. I'll open the door. Okay, we've got you.
Okay, here's what we can do. You can send it to send the donation for Q to our PayPal account, and then put the letter Q
in terms of the note. Put the
in
the
terms
note
of the
section.
Note.
Just put down Q, and then we'll know who it's for.
And do it for friends and family. That way, there's no fees taken out.
Right. So you could send it to the PayPal, right? Yeah, go ahead, Billy. Tell them that PayPal address, and just make sure that you put in the letter Q.
It's T as in Tom, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, G as in Gulf, I as India, R as Ralph, L is Larry at yahoo.com. Send it to that address, and then in the notes, just put the letter Q, and we'll know it's for
and
him.
And then we'll just go ahead and set that aside. So so that would be, I think, a wonderful way to say thank you for all his work.
And of course, if you want to send a donation to Zora, put the letter Z in there, whichever.
Well, for this one, this is for Q. From this call, this is for Q. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We love you all so tremendously. So much. We're learning so much and coming closer and closer to each other and knowing that we are one. And we are source. So isn't that beautiful? Okay. All right. Much love. And Zarea, I know you want to do a 5-4-3-2-1 for everyone too. So let's go ahead and do it.
5-4-3-2-1. Receive from the God or goddesses of your beings. You are completely healed, and fully restored, new hearts, new lungs, new breathing capacity, lungs and in the heart and all that. Anyway.
Et cetera.
And
we
know
it. Thank you. Thank you, Zaria. Thank you all. All right. Bye now.